The Cambridge Animal Alphabet series celebrates Cambridge's connections with animals through literature, art, science, and society.
Here, M is for Midge. Dr. Henry Disney from the Department of Zoology has been fascinated by insects since he was 4 years old, when he disappeared and, after much searching, was found sitting among some cabbages watching a caterpillar. His career has been immensely varied and taken him across the world. Now in his 80s, he has authored and contributed to several books and written hundreds of papers. Despite losing 75% of his sight in 2012, Disney walks every day to his lab, where use of the latest imaging and magnifying technology enables him to continue research and his widespread connections with other experts. Everything you are about to learn about midges was kindly supplied by him. Midges are classified as diptera, which comes from the Greek for two wings. Diptera fall into three main groups: higher flies, middle flies, and lower flies. Midges, like mosquitoes, fall into the lower group, which are the most ancient. They are typified by long antennae, which have many segments. Some diptera are enormously important as a threat to human health. They include many species in which the females suck blood, and in many parts of the world, transmit diseases such as yellow fever and malaria. The speed at which midges reproduce is temperature dependent. In the UK, you might get two or three generations in a year. In the hot and steamy environment of Cameroon, where Dr. Disney worked as a medical entomologist, you might see a new generation emerging every 3 weeks. Adult females lay their eggs in the water or on the margins of water. The eggs hatch into free-living larvae, which go through several molts before they pupate. The adult emerges and sits on its empty case for a moment to open its wings before buzzing off. Midges are easiest to spot when groups of them dance in midair. What you're seeing are the males saying to the females, "Here we are, where are you?" They give off a signal that's partly smell and partly sound. If you watch really carefully, you might see a pair of midges dropping out of the group to mate. Midges swarm near an object, such as a branch, which gives them a point of reference. Sometimes they gather in such numbers that they make huge towers. So many midges once swarmed on Salisbury Cathedral that the fire brigade was called. It looked as if the spire was swathed in smoke. In the UK alone, there are more than 500 species of non-biting midges and more than 150 species of biting midges. Identification of the species is primarily based on details of the male genitalia examined under a microscope. Increasingly, this is supplemented by the use of DNA barcodes. Midges can turn a holiday in many of the most beautiful places into a nightmare, but only the females bite. They need a protein-rich meal of fresh blood in order to mature their eggs. Both the males and the females rely on sugar meals for energy for flight, but the females need more than this to ensure the next generation. Female midges feed on the blood of birds, as well as mammals. Each species has its own preferred choice of host. Wild and watery places are where most biting and itching encounters take place. Meniscus midges live at the point where air and water meet, a zone known as the surface film. It's a habitat that supports a whole community of plants and animals, many of them still unexplored. Some minute organisms spend their lives within the surface film. Others, like meniscus midges, spend their larval lives feeding on it. The boundary where air and water connect is rich in resources. The larvae of non-biting midges feed on algae and bacteria, filtering microorganisms out of the water, but some are predators. The larvae of phantom midges live in the open water and prey on water fleas and small larvae. Adult midges are eaten by all kinds of things, from spiders to swallows. The larvae are eaten by fish, dragonfly larvae, water beetles, and other predators. The apparent boundary between air and water of ponds and other bodies of water is masked by a layer of lipoprotein leached from organic materials. Within this membrane live all kinds of microorganisms, bacteria, and so on. Some of it drops in from above, and some of it rises up from below. Hundreds of species depend on the membrane for food, as well as on the prey that inhabits it. Changes to the structure and content of this membrane will affect all these species. Research has shown that midges are some of the most sensitive indicators of pollution in water. The presence of some species is a sign of a healthy water course with normal oxygen levels. Their absence is a sign of lower oxygen levels and can point to pollution. Water authorities sample the numbers and species of midges present in a water course above and below a discharge, for example, from a sewage treatment plant, to monitor contamination of the water by organic matter. Oil and detergents used to disperse oil also alter the character of the surface layer and will have a negative effect on species, such as meniscus midge larvae, that depend on this delicately balanced habitat. Some insects have economic and medical importance. For example, there's a huge body of literature devoted to mosquitoes. Anything that bites and transmits disease is likely to attract research funding. A Scandinavian team showed that midge bites could lead to a mild fever, but its effects were short-lived and quickly alleviated. Although midges are known as Scotland's secret weapon, there is no need to worry about a bite leading to serious problems. However, biting midges have been implicated in transmitting a disease of livestock. In hot climates, midges are known to spread both African horse sickness and blue tongue virus. There is still much to learn about midges and novel biological methods of control that avoid the use of pesticides for those species posing problems. What most people want to know is, how do I keep midges at bay if you have to work in areas where they are rife? The most effective solution for people working outdoors is to wear a loose net overgarment with a hood impregnated with DEET over one's normal clothing. This lasts longer than applying DEET to one's skin or normal clothing. But the best advice for the general public is to time visits to midgy environments carefully and plan according to local weather conditions. Next in the Cambridge animal alphabet, N is for an animal that won't win any beauty contests, but can live for 30 years and may be able to help in the development of new therapies for chronic pain. Sometimes they gather in such numbers that they make a huge tower. Sometimes they gather in such huge numbers that they make huge towers. So many midges once swarmed on Salisbury Cathedral that the fire brigade was called. It looked as if the spire was swathed in smoke.